2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, people often describe themselves as introverts or extroverts or all sorts of personality types. But what is a personality and can you change your personality type? Dr. Sabina Brennan is a neuroscientist, psychologist and author. So if anyone is going to know, she is going to be the one to do it. Hi, Sabina.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I love talking about this to people who know exactly what they're talking about. Like, it's incredibly interesting. Let's start with the very basics. Like, what is a personality?
It's a really, really interesting question, and it's a really broad question. And I suppose, as a psychologist, it's kind of brought into that realm of psychology. But really, in the simplest terms, your personality is your patterns of acting, thinking and feeling. You know, your patterns of behaviour. We all have this tendency to behave in particular ways. So how you think, how you act, how you feel, you know, in terms of how you respond emotionally to things and how quick you feel certain emotions. And one of the reasons it's really complex is it's influenced by so many things. You know, as humans, we're going to behave like humans because of our evolutionary period, our history. So we're not going to behave like dogs. Do you know what I mean? So we have certain patterns of behavior that make us human. But then we have our genetics, hereditary, things that are going to influence even things like how likely you are to engage in one-night stands has a genetic component to it.
That's
no excuse now.
No, but it's mad, so it is. How do our brains change through the years? Because they do.
Oh, they do. Your brain is constantly changing, and it's your behaviours, your experiences, your life choices that shape it. What's interesting is when it comes to your personality is also influenced by things like culture, society, your gender, expectations, all those kind of things, but also by your sense of self.
Okay.
So who you think you are influences how you behave.
Yeah.
And so the interesting thing is most of us tend to think that our sense of self, it's fixed.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't change. I am who I am. You know, the eye behind our eyes, that's who I am. That's just the way I am. But the thing is, our sense of self actually does change. Because if you compare yourself at 35 to yourself at 5 or to yourself at 15, you are a completely different person.
Absolutely.
You know, hopefully you're not throwing temper tantrums if you go to the supermarket and they don't have what ice cream you want, you know? So you change throughout. It's just that change because we're living through it. It's so imperceptible.
Yeah.
We don't notice it. But I think you asked about how the brain changes. So that's in general for all of us, how our brains change. But our brain goes through an incredible period of change between puberty and about the age of 25.
Yes.
And what happens then is pretty incredible, and it explains those experiences that we had when we were that age, the experiences of confusion and, you know, high emotions and feeling things really, really deeply and doing stupid things that we maybe regret for the rest of our lives and allow to shape the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important thing to understand is because your brain is going through this developmental period, you actually are not in possession of a brain that has its full faculties.
Is this your frontal lobe?
What happens is between this period, your brain is, it's kind of to improve the efficiency of your brain. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of pruning goes on, etc. Essentially, your brain is remodeled from back to front.
Yeah.
So it starts off with things like that we interact in the environment with vision, touch, all those kind of things. And very slowly over that period of time moves forward.
Okay.
So old connections can be completely, you know, pruned away. And, you know, so it's really important to kind of keep doing things that you think are important, because basically your brain's looking at, well, how long is it since that's been used? Well, we can't afford to waste energy on that.
So delete it.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're a musician and you stop practicing for 2 years, yeah. you know, those things that you learned, you may have to start again. But the last part of the brain, it was the last part of the brain to evolve in humans mm-hmm. and the last part of our brain to become fully developed. And it's really not fully developed till we're about 25,
okay.
which is quite surprising because it influences all the big things that we do that kind of constitute being human.
Yeah.
So our ability to make decisions, our ability to access risk, really, really important stuff. So also the brain is particularly plastic at that period,
yeah.
right? So your brain is absolutely hungry for knowledge. So the more, your brain is kind of like a prediction machine.
Okay.
So it's always got to predict what's going to happen next.
Okay.
Okay, so if someone is throwing a ball to you,
you need to catch.
To catch it.
Yeah.
By the time your brain has got that information that the ball is coming to you, the ball has moved.
Yeah.
It's not in the same position. So your brain is predicting where it goes next. Your brain is predicting how much pressure you have to put on a door to open it.
Okay.
Your brain is predicting what people are thinking or saying, and you adapt your behavior accordingly.
And these things kind of will all be about our behavior. Like, you know, they all help to everything change.
They all help our behavior. But the thing is, your that brain, that adolescent, teen, young adult yeah. brain, can't make those decisions. It hasn't got the ability to assess okay. risk. And because it's hungry for knowledge, it wants you to go out and do new things and have new sensations. Yeah. And in so doing, you are risk taking, which is important, but you just need
there's the balance.
Someone to, well, I always think adults, you know, fully formed adults, and whether it's parents or teachers or a favourite uncle or someone in a sports centre,
yeah.
we need to be their frontal lobes. You know, suddenly at 16 or 18, you're not able, you're not fully equipped to navigate the world.
I know, and it's probably the worst thing in the whole entire world because it's, you know, no one at that age wants to actually hear that because they're like, no, I'm ready to rock, I'm going.
Yeah.
You mentioned there, Sabina, about, you know, some parts of our personality being fixed. Like, are there some parts of our personality that are fixed and will always be the same, or do we have the ability to change our personality?
We have the ability to change. I mean, what I was talking about was kind of set points.
Yeah.
But like, if your sort of natural set point is to be pessimistic, oh, bad things always happen to me or whatever, there's tons of research that shows that you can cultivate optimism
yeah.
and you can learn to be more optimistic. But whatever way you think about the world, your perception of the world. So if you think bad things always happen to me, basically you've sent a message to your brain that bad things are very important, okay? And so basically what happens is your brain is processing billions of bits of information all the time. It can't process all of that yeah. information. So it has to filter in information. First information it filters in is anything that could be detrimental to your life or yeah. your safety or your health. After that, it takes messages from you about what's important. So yeah. if you say bad things always happen to me, your brain will go, oh, there's a bad thing. Oh, there's yeah. another bad thing. There's another bad
so
thing.
So it's focusing on the bad things.
Good. Yes, exactly. And it activates the salience network in your brain. So it's actively looking for those things.
Yeah.
So good things happen to optimists because optimists say, you know, good things happen to me, and your yeah. brain go, there's another good thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, there's another good thing. So it's hard to understand. It's hard for people to believe that you can actually miss an opportunity, something yeah. good that is right in front of your face.
Because you're not looking for it
because you're not looking.
Your brain has been
wired. Your brain is looking for something else and you literally won't see it. And if your listeners want, they can go online and look for the inattentional blindness, it's called.
Okay.
And there is a famous experiment. It's from decades ago, but it just illustrates the point so well.
Sabina, for yes. any young listeners, you know, and I include myself in that category and yeah. everybody else my age, because like we can't constantly be changing our personalities, you know, to better ourselves. Like, can you use like creative, and I know we said learning already, but creative or learning activities to like help themselves in that scenario?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trying of new things is a great way to actually understand yourself. So get new experiences, try different things, challenge some of those limiting beliefs. You know, if someone said you're never going to be good at sport, did you just stop trying sport?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So satisfy your curiosity. Actually, this really interesting thing happens that when we satisfy our curiosity by seeking out new knowledge mm-hmm. or new sensations or new experiences, neuroplasticity is enhanced in the brain.
Okay.
So you learn that thing
yeah.
better or quicker. That's why I always say, if anyone's going to university, pick something that you find intrinsically motivating.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to help with everything. And I suppose, like, instead of getting angry that there's a red light in front of you, look at the blue sky that's behind it and just get on with your
day. You know what? For years, I was an actor for years. You know, when I was trying to get other roles, and you know, a door would shut in my face and I would just keep banging down that door. And it took me a while. And this is what maturity is. This is what living life is, to realise I've been so busy looking at the door slam in my face, I forgot to turn around and see what doors opened when that draft, you know, with the draft, when you bang one door, another door opens and there's tons of opportunity.
So you took a different door.
So I took a different door and a different door that I've actually, I never would have thought would be as satisfying as it is. But it's still about something that intrinsically motivates me.
Yeah.
That's important. That's a bit about knowing yourself.
Finally, Sabina, and I think this is incredibly important. Why is failure so important?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it failure. I would call it learning through trial and error. Excuse me. And that's how we learn. That's how everybody learns. That's how babies learn.
Yeah.
You know, they learn to walk by standing up and falling down.
Yeah.
Stand up, fall down. And that's why I think it's really important to not put, it's very hard when you're going through those years where your whole brain is going through development, because you do feel emotions much more intensely.
Yeah.
You feel depression more intensely. You feel excitement more intensely. So things hurt more. And so if you do something and you make a mistake and you're embarrassed, it can send you kind of backwards and into a shell and whatever. Just say, this is part of the learning curve. Like, life should be constantly learning and reshaping and growing. And that's where life becomes interesting. You know, setting yourself challenges is really important for your brain health and your brain development, and accepting that in order to learn, in order to become something new or become something we wish to become, we have to make mistakes along the way.
And also, you're never going to get to laugh with your friends if you don't make a couple of mistakes along the way, because they're kind of all the best stories.
Yeah, they are.
Sabina, thank you so much for joining us today, talking about personalities and young brains. That was Dr. Sabina Brennan, who is a neuroscientist and psychologist and author. We'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.